Welcome to the Elephant Cast. Today we're joined by Ali Khan Sachu, who is the CEO of rich.co.ke. And we'll be talking about the state of Kenya's economy, where we're going, what are the trends, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit about what to expect in the coming days. So Ali Khan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, let's get to it. My first question is really about your view on where Kenya is at the moment. There's a lot of people who are a bit worried about where we're headed. We've had all the news about increasing debt, the inflation ticking up a little bit and stuff. So where do you think we are at the moment?
So let's just first of all deal with debt, because I think debt is pretty front and center in everyone's minds. Folks have seen events unfold in places like Sri Lanka, where the port of Hambantota was a big infrastructure project. The economics didn't make sense, and Sri Lanka had to cede the port to China for 99 years. Debt to GDP is a measure that people use to look at the indebtedness of a country, and ours is around 60%. The Treasury Secretary has said, don't worry, be calm, 74% is where we start worrying. That's not credible. 60% is blinking amber. Everyone is looking at what our next moves would be. You will have seen last week that the president announced a stopping of any new projects. So there's an awareness now within the government as well that our debt levels are too high. Debt is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. But, you know, like you know, if you borrow money, you've got to invest it in something which is getting you a return that allows you to pay back your debt. And the issue is really the return on investment of the investments that we have made. And obviously the elephant in the room, and it's good to be the elephant, is the railway. And the railway was the biggest investment Kenya Inc. has made since independence. And it's not too difficult to see that there is a negative return on investment. It's still costing us money at this point in time. So when you look at the debt environment, I think, you know, we are all on notice. Everybody that I speak to is worried. Mm-hmm. And we really have to see some significant changes in the way the government's operating. The disease is government expenditure. Everything else is a symptom of that disease. And essentially, we're not spending, our government is not spending sensibly. It's paying way too much. You can see that in the whole tender scandal that I must admit, I'm very impressed with the DPP and the new Attorney General. They're trying to deal with that. We're seeing every day on Twitter an arrest or something. But that issue is really the elephant in the room.
On debt, the CBK governor, I think at the beginning of July, said that we've pretty much hit a ceiling.
I think the words were we've maxed out.
Right.
If I remember.
Exactly.
We've maxed out.
If we've maxed out means we can't borrow more. Are we going, I mean, we will need a bailout. I mean, the government still needs to spend. The government needs to borrow. They were talking a few months back about doing another Eurobond, you know.
They did another Eurobond.
Right. So now, in that sense, what would happen now when government needs money and it can't borrow? Will it be resort to borrowing?
So I don't think we're at that point. That's why I said blinking amber. I think it's red light in a place like Zambia right now, where debt to GDP is about, you know, is higher, and the government is wrestling with the same kind of problem, and the trend has gone much further.
Right.
At this point in time, if we make a course correction, you know, put a cap on government spending, start to bring down the cost of government for the average Kenyan, then we're going to be fine. But the question is, do we see the will to do those things? Has the light bulb gone off in the Treasury? Sometimes when you read the language, it seems that they are a little bit deluded, to be frank. And has that gone off? And those are the issues right now. We're not at a bailout point. But we are at a stress level point, and you can see that, for example, the IMF is now much more assertive in telling us what we need to do. So we are at a stress level. People are pointing at it and saying this is not a good trend. Debt to GDP went up 15 percentage points in 4 years, from about 45 to 60. That's an exponential move. It cannot continue like that, right? Right. So the question is, how do we taper it off? For right. now, the government has enough in its arsenal to be able to borrow by the domestic market, international market, the Chinese, who are now our biggest lenders,
right.
To hold the fort. But really, we need to be aware of it.